This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are for Super Bowl 52. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours for the regular Sunday broadcast. Then I'll be back after that with live transmissions from my home with analysis of the different globalist propaganda devices that we'll undoubtedly see during the Super Bowl. Now, that said, we have Zach, who is a confirmed high-level intel source, was given us impeccable information on a lot of big stories and big events. And Zach is going to be joining us coming up at the start of the next hour. He said from his sources they rolled up several big Somali terror plots in Minneapolis, St. Paul that were planned to be carried out against the Super Bowl, and that he hoped when we talked to him on Friday that they would be able to stop them completely. And we've seen all the different terror attacks around the country, around the world. We've seen it all intensifying. And we're not saying there's going to be a terror attack at the Super Bowl, but we certainly have to know that it's a major target, being in Minneapolis, St. Paul, which is known as a little Mogadishu. In fact, there may be more Somalis in Minnesota than there are in the capital of the failed state, Mogadishu. Feel very sorry for them. They still sell women as slaves and cut their genitals off and kill gay people and all the rest of it. But this is one of the unvetted countries that Trump banned people getting visas from, because the imams issue the visas and will give it to terrorist leaders to come to the U.S. We're showing video of last year at Mall of America, and we just see all the stabbings and bombings and shootings that are carried out by Somalis. And it is just a fact that this is the equivalent of a Stone Age population being brought in to the United States. And meanwhile, the NFL, here's the Washington Post, rejects veterans groups' Please Stand ad for Super Bowl program. So their free speech is being mightily restricted. Continuing on, hold on to your tinfoil hat. Alex Jones, YouTube is coming for you. The Wall Street Journal admits a massive program to begin censoring InfoWars. It's already been going on. We'll give you details of it. And believe me, if you stand for this, it'll be you next. Now, all of that said, when I read this next article, a lot of people are going to think that, well, it's kind of radical, but it's not when you look at the Nunes memo, the FISA memo, and you look at the facts. Those are facts that they lied to the court, they didn't tell people it was political, or that Hillary's campaign had paid for it. They didn't tell the court that they were lying in the applications, that's perjury, before a federal judge, a federal court. And they committed so many other crimes, as we now know. And then Rosenstein, who was involved in the whole thing, set up a special counsel outside of the Attorney General to hijack the Justice Department. Well, now GOP reps seek criminal prosecution of FBI, DOJ officials for full-throated illegal misconduct and treason. Extremely powerful video clips by Paul Gozer and others coming up on the other side of this quick break. And this is what should be done, because they've committed the crimes. They're the ones attempting to put the president and his family in jail, overturn the election, destroy our recovery, and do all of this, and we shouldn't put up with it. The article and the video is on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, along with a lot of other critical information as well. So stay with us. We'll be back on the other side as we cover Super Bowl 52 and the civil war this country is now deeply embroiled in. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got a very credible intel source known to us in the government that's been in Army Special Operations Command and now in another section. And if he's ever able to go public, he's been in the news before, he's been on television before, he's been an analyst, he's been in many newspapers, and he's a very credible person. And he says that they have been rolling up Somali terror plots in the last week against Super Bowl 52 in Little Mogadishu, Minneapolis, St. Paul. And he says that he hopes there isn't an attack today, but it was a massive attack, coordinated mass shootings outside to then get everybody to evacuate and then to bomb the evacuation with a dirty bomb. And this individual's given us a lot of information that has all been spot on. And so we're not saying there's going to be a terror attack, but we know there's real Islamic terror. We know that Obama and others brought in masses of these folks unvetted. And we know that it's right in the middle of Minneapolis, St. Paul. The two All-American teams, the Eagles versus the Patriots. And both teams have been politically incorrect. Both teams don't take knees. Both teams have been demonized for not being globalist. So they're definitely a couple of decent organizations in the middle of the NFL that is just basically like Hollywood and completely sold the country out and won't even take TV ads from veterans groups saying, please stand for the national anthem. That's the Washington Post. No, that's evil. That's not allowed. So that's all coming up. The really huge news here is that Jack will be joining us coming up at the start of the next hour, that intel source gives us any new information, and that Google has announced that, along with Facebook, they're going to be censoring all state-run media. They're going to be putting ads over it. They're going to be shelving it. They're going to be putting announcements in front of it that it's state-run, including PBS. But what about MSNBC and ABC being globalist run? But then by extension, they say, and Alex Jones, since he's Russian funded and is a conspiracy theorist, we're going to block him and we're going to censor him and put videos in front of him. And I already noticed this the last few months. Washington Post ads, Amazon ads, you name it, about Alexa's really good. It's not watching or listening to you, and Jeff Bezos loves you. Or the Washington Post ads, Trump is a Russian agent and will be brought down. These are on the fronts of my videos. I see them, and I go, look, the video will be demonetized, but they will have an ad on the front that they're probably being paid for. Next level, folks. Today I went and saw Amazon ads, and I'm not getting paid for them. So it's beyond all of that. And notice all the big liberal channels were like, great, censor Alex Jones, and suddenly you all got demonetized. When you let one person have their free speech taken, then yours gets taken. What's wrong with people? Don't you know that? Amazon is a clever trick to make Sure, Echo doesn't activate during the Super Bowl ad. Oh, yes, it's listening to you in your house. Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, he makes $1 billion a day. He funds the Washington Post to call for InfoWars to be shut down. What a jerk. We're going to be talking about all of that, but the one you really want to pull up is this Washington Post ad where we're battling Trump and we're battling evil groups and the Russians. America is on a knife's edge, and only the Washington Post, owned by Jeff Bezos, is battling evil Russian propaganda. And whether it's Orange is the New Black or whether it's Homeland or whether it's all these shows, they admit that they are, quote, targeting Alex Jones. And then they'll have somebody get up and go, I'm Alex Jones, and I blah, 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 and say something bigoted. And then the weirdo bots, you know, the population that watches this type of stuff and believes it, they then think it's really true. They had one where Millie Weaver characters it up there in Virginia for what happened, and they rape her. And then the jury lets them go because, well, InfoWars is a bad group. And they even called the show title InfoWars. In case you're just not 100% sure, that was this last week. And then they have three different shows on Comedy Central attacking us five nights a week, saying horrible things. Well, I mean, you've seen Colbert on mainstream broadcast TV. He'll play a few clips out of St. Kitts and then goes, let's hear what else Tuck Buckford, who really likes Alex Jones and agrees with him, has to say. And then Tuck Buckford comes out and says, kids, take your Tide Pods and eat them. That's when, and then it cuts back to another clip of me. I mean, this is full-on war, and I'm not complaining about it. But ask yourselves, why are they doing it? Because if they can set the precedent, I've been chosen to be banned. They can ban everybody. They can restrict everybody. And more than that, they can take over your viral YouTube channel, whatever it is, saying you're an extremist or whatever, or just choosing to say that, you know, they just think so, and then get paid by Bezos for his Amazon ads and his Washington Post ads about how we're all Russian agents. New impeachment ads funded by Tom Steyer will run during Trump's State of the Union. Yeah, there's an example. They get to run their ads, but veterans groups don't get to run theirs. Just like Google banned me last year off Google Ads. And then sub companies did. And they said, you're not allowed to advertise. You're not allowed to exist. We're just going to slowly strangle you. And then Project Veritas got all the behind-the-scenes video of them saying, our number one mission is to stop Alex Jones and people liking. We just shadow ban them so that no one can see what they're doing. People got to hand share it, and the public doesn't know that we're doing that. And they all, and he says, you know, and we get orders also when the New York Times wants something censored. And remember, the New York Times was on the phone with Hillary's people every day during the campaign that came out, WikiLeaks, coordinating all of this. They even get what they want. Like the New York Times is involved censoring InfoWars. So they all just get their hands in, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL. They will tattle all the time and say, look, Alex Jones had a top Facebook story. This was last week. He's not supposed to. You're supposed to block that. And congressional hearings. And then it's the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL who are in these interfaces at Google and Facebook controlling everything. They have the private think tanks funded by George Soros, the Nazi collaborator, controlling what you can see. So here's the bottom line. There's a total war against talk radio, against free speech, against our recovery, against our president. They're saying they want to take away his Twitter. But they've gone too far. No matter how much AI they've got, no matter how many bots they've got, Assange has come out and pointed out there aren't any Russian bots they found, but that they've got Facebook and Twitter bots out force-feeding stories, posing as people everywhere with product placement, propaganda placement, saying that Nunes is a fraud and Nunes is a liar and the memo doesn't mean anything and nobody did anything, on and on and on. And then you tune in to Saturday Night Live and they call him a little runt, nobody, slave of the white man, and that he's, you know, this terrible person, a slave of Trump. That's coming up. And then you tune in to Bill Maher, HBO, the same thing. He says he's a little rat. He's a little nothing. He's a little short man. All these Hispanic stereotypes, as if it's bad to be short. Tall people die younger. Bottom line is it's all unified bullying. And Nunes says he's proud to be bullied by scum like this. We finally have Trump. We finally have Nunes. You finally have other people that are willing to stand up and be strong, and it is incredible. So, here it is. We have somebody who's even more hardcore, because they're trying to put Trump in prison, Roger Stone in prison, myself in prison, with no evidence, made up crap. We're over a year into this, nothing there. Now the video, when we come back, it's up on Infowars.com. Get it out to everybody. We posted it yesterday. I want to make sure it's reposted on the front page of Infowars, and we're going to retweet our article about it. True Pundit also has it. Zero Hedge has it. Here it is. Congress calls, there's multiple members now, seek criminal prosecution of FBI, DOJ officials for, quote, full-throated illegal misconduct and treason. And that's what it is to overthrow the country and overthrow an election. Following the release of the four-page memo detailing rampant FISA warrant abuse by the FBI and DOJ, Representative Paul Gozer, Republican Arizona, announced that he will seek the criminal prosecution of FBI and DOJ officials for the full-throated adoption of illegal misconduct and abuses FISA by James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Sally Yates, Ron Rosenstein, Gosser calls traitors to our nation. He's the guy who's the strongest. Yes, 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 the truth. They need to be arrested.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is actually happening. Fresh off the heels of the memo being released Friday, detailing off the FISA warrant's own background, own research, own history from the Democrats themselves. During the campaign, during the nomination, during the time that Trump was president-elect in 2016 to 2017, illegally spying on him and his whole family and not telling them that the information had been put together by Hillary Clinton, the DNC, and others, lying to the court. So now, we have multiple members of the GOP, congressmen, coming out and openly saying it's time for criminal investigations, it's time for criminal charges, because this is 110% open and shut. Congressman Gozer has incredible courage. Paul Gozer, Republican of Arizona, went on Fox News and had this to say. Remember, they're trying to put Trump in prison and his whole administration with no proof. The only Russian collusion is by the Democrats. And now we've caught them red-handed. You've got Rosenstein with McCabe and their underlings fixing the whole thing. No wonder they're so desperate to get rid of Trump, because they committed incredible crimes, open and shut. And since then, engaged in more perjury to Congress. And since then, more perjury in court filings. And you've got Adam Schiff. They're now looking at criminal investigations against him for going into federal court and trying to block who funded Fusion GPS, the Democratic Party. And it turns out he knew him was involved. No wonder they're so scared. No wonder they're fighting so hard. No wonder they won't just get out of the way of the recovery, because they've passed the point of no return. They're cornered rats. They're the rats, ladies and gentlemen. They're the people trying to overturn the country. They're the ones trying to bully anybody that voted for Trump, saying you're a Russian dupe. This is outrageous. They're the ones dumping hot coffee on people that are patriots or trying to beat them up in the streets or Antifa. They're the bullies. They're the scum. They're the trash. They're the treasonous rats. Not like Bill Maher says about Congressman Nunes. So again, here is the representative from Arizona.
The Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar is now calling for criminal prosecution of all the top FBI and Justice Department officials who were named in the four-page document. He's saying they must be held accountable for their, quote, illegal misconduct and use of FISA. The Congressman joins us now. Good to see you, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Back in a few seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, it's open and shut. They have committed these crimes. The Democratic Party, this organized crime to overturn our election, to stop Trump from even being elected, going to the FISA court and lying, and they've all been caught lying about Hillary being behind it and funding it. This is open and shut. If we don't punish them for this, it will turn the bureaucracy into what destroys third world countries. It will turn it into a permanent super class above everyone. That's how countries die. Their federal police, their Praetorian Guard, take over. This is the biggest threat to our republic right now, even bigger than the communist Chinese, is the Democrat globalist cabal inside our agencies that have been able to commit crimes for decades unimpeded and now want to stop an American restoration. Let's go back to the report.
Department officials who were named in the four-page document. He's saying they must be held accountable for their, quote, illegal misconduct and use of FISA. The congressman joins us now. Good to see you, sir. Thanks for joining us. And
thanks, Connell.
You know, it's interesting. You seem to be, even in your own party here, a little bit of an outlier. I know people are upset by this, and they're calling for changes to be made, say, but not necessarily for people to be prosecuted or thrown in jail. So tell me what specifically you're talking about criminally.
So you have find it's factual that the dossier was used as a cornerstone for this FISA. And this is what Mr. Comey said was salacious and unverified. And yet, every time that the FISA was opened and renewed, you had to present those findings of probable cause, which is a premeditation to defiance of the whole basis of our law. And so this is premeditated, Connell, and people that utilize this at the highest realms of our Justice Department, where we hold that near and dear, have to be held accountable. You and I couldn't get away with this, and so they have to be held accountable.
One thing, sir, I would say is, isn't there, and to go back to a phrase that was used a lot last night in discussing this, there is something to, we don't know what we don't know. In other words, we don't know the other items that might have been used to get the warrant, or we only know what's in this four-page document. So isn't there, you know, a little bit of a cart before the horse here that we're getting ahead of ourselves?
There's not, because when you start to use the whole interaction with the dossier, from its political holdings that it was in origins, not being disclosed in those regards. This is a premise of fundamental problems in which justice is not being served properly. And this is why we've had some problems with the 702, is making sure that that warrant process is verified and properly applied.
Right.
So there's no question that the dossier played a cornerstone application to getting this
pause again.
Warrant.
This is treason against our country. And you notice, we're in this trouble because the Fox News host is trying to hedge his bets and act like, oh, cart before the horse. We have the WikiLeaks with them fixing the polls, fixing the news, pushing all the fake garbage, getting the questions beforehand. We have Hillary with hundreds of millions of dollars from the Russians and Podesta, $30+ million. And we have them protected by Comey and Mueller and Rosenstein and McCabe and all these other people. And then this made-up crap 2 years into this against Trump and everybody else. How do I know it's all bull? Everything they say about me is bull with no evidence. It's just made up out of the air. I've got clips coming up where they said, again, Tucker Carlson's a Russian agent. Congressman, go on there and say, if you don't agree this is all real, you're a Russian agent. And he says it with such pleasure, like, you're a child molester. You know, you're a bank robber. They just do this to bully us because racist doesn't work anymore. They're the treasonous rats. Continue.
In regards to Carter Page.
Let me
No question.
In terms of what might happen next year. Again, I understand what you're calling for, but Julie was talking earlier about, you know, some changes that might happen and what have you. And the president's even tweeted about the investigation. Let me go to Congressman Trey Gowdy, because I thought it was interesting what he said on Twitter. He's involved directly in this investigation. In fact, he's the guy, according to Congressman Nunes, who saw the underlying classified information. Here's his tweet from Congressman Gowdy. He says, if I've said repeatedly, I also remain 100% confident in Special Counsel Robert Mueller. The contents of this memo do not in any way discredit his investigation. That speaks to the investigation that's ongoing. And even though Congressman Gowdy said it's important that we understand and know this information, he doesn't even think the Mueller investigation is necessarily discredited. Your reaction to that?
Yeah, I would somewhat agree, because I want this to go forward, because you're going to find collusion.
Okay, so you think the two are separate.
Your point, in regards to the Democratic Party.
So your
you're
point
see
is
that with Clinton over again. That's what transpired.
So your point is that the two are separate. You can continue with the investigation.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely you can, because all paths are going to lead to Ms. Clinton, because this was a total cover-up in regards to what transpired. But you can't get away for the way that we attacked a candidate, a political candidate, a political president-elect, and a president. You can't do that. This is
that's
the
right.
real
That's
strike.
Right. It's bold, out-of-control, rogue government garbage. It's rogue government garbage. And we don't want Mueller to stop, because he's going to destroy himself. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the info war to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us on Super Bowl Sunday. But I got to tell you, the real ball game, the real fight is about free market and open free societies versus authoritarianism. We think of fascism, we think of communism, we think of socialism as killing hundreds of millions of people and enslaving countless others. But it's technocracy implemented as a system of governance by the globalist in their own textbooks, their own white papers, and now their own public statements that is authoritarian and is coming down on us. It's been said that peace is artificial. Peace is a state of humans not following their own basic instincts. I disagree with that. Peace is when you have enough resources and ideas and are self-satisfied enough to not want to run other people's lives. That builds golden ages. It's conquest economies versus Renaissance economies. You've always got a mix of the two, but we've been going deeply into a conquest economy, a zero-sum game economy, a pie-is-only-so-big economy. But the facts are we have unlimited potential. But there are a lot of people in life who are weak, who decide to be evil and hateful and to lie because they believe having temporal power over others, including dumbing them down, makes them better people. And those are the types of folks like Bill Maher and Alec Baldwin that read off their teleprompters and Jeff Bezos and all the other monopoly men that treat their employees like slaves. That you know, always Bezos and others and Apple are paid for with taxpayer money, incentives, their employees are on welfare. They've got it all actuaried out to screw everybody, and they always create monopolies. We're going to get more into that coming up. But I wanted to look at real heroes. We haven't had Republican congressmen and women in my lifetime, and even before, since really the 60s and 70s. I was around the 70s, but the church committee and others. It was bipartisan. There were some good people then who didn't believe just because they were in government, let's take over, let's be corrupt, let's all just get paid off, let's allow centralization of power. But now, I got to say, Devin Nunes, people like Gozer, Paul Gozer, people like Jim Jordan, saying this is full-throated illegal misconduct and treason. We want criminal charges against McCabe and Comey, and all of them have committed perjury. All of them have been caught lying. All of them have been caught going in line on the FISA memos. We have them in their sworn testimony. That's such a big deal. And then you see those that have the courage, like Chairman Nunes, to tell the truth and to stand up for what's right, being demonized not just on the so-called news shows and not just in every newspaper in the country, but by the so-called entertainment shows. And then they activate all the minions, people that really are the slaves of every race, color, and creed, that believe the mainstream media is their friend. They go out and believe they're on the winning team when they yell at Nunes when he's at dinner with his wife, which I know is going on, or dump hot coffee on my head, or whatever they do. It's all these losers that buy into the system that believe they can intimidate us because they're all about peer pressure. They would back off real quick if they were under this pressure. It's the left bullying and pushing and death threatening and attacking, not the conservatives, not the libertarians. So I wanted to play this clip of Bill Maher, this whole smug act up there and wandering around, on the set of HBO. Reading off a teleprompter, calling Nunes a rat, and then saying, but they're all rats, they're all Russian agents. No judge, no jury. 2 years later, a year after the special counsel, no proof, no nothing. The Clintons up with their eyeballs in Russian collusion. And he sits there and says, we're the traitors, when it's the Democrats that said, hey, cops on CNN, you're getting killed because you're bad. Cop gets killed 1,000 miles away from where some cop might have done something wrong. You all deserve it. They're the ones that hate flyover country. They're the ones that hate the police. They're the ones that hate America. They're the globalists. They're the UN world government people. But now that they're losing, that we've woken up to them, they tell us, oh, you're the foreign power. Well, the foreign power, Donald Trump, the foreign power, Alex Jones, sure suddenly turned the country around. And we've only gotten a few of the restraints off. The American people are American people. They love America. You're the ones at the NFL, another extension of Hollyweird, China Weird, China Wood, it's owned by China basically now. They won't let veterans run veterans ads with their own money during the Super Bowl because that's not the image they want. Just like the MSNBC host said after the State of the Union last week, she said, you shouldn't be talking about family and church. That's a bygone era. You don't have that anymore. We took that from you. Don't you talk about that. Because they want you totally isolated. Just like a Chinese slave worker in an apple factory. So, they're a bunch of followers, though. Even Apple now is starting to move back to the U.S. and have some good, decent paying jobs. They understand the writing's on the wall, but they're still paid by the old capos and old generals in charge to keep pressing the assault on us because they just want to be able to sue for peace and sue for some system where they can keep their stolen loot. They've now realized their back's broken. That's why coming up in the next segment, we had old CIA head of counterterrorism, which means, you know, he was up to, and then the protege at the FBI, when they brought him over to FBI, his name is Mudd, Phil Mudd, issuing another threat to the president and saying, don't worry, we're winning. That's stay at your post. We're winning, men. Ha ha. So that's coming up. But here is Mr. Marr. Mr. He's America. He's exposing that dirty president and all the Republicans. They're all dirty rats. Think about that. Like I said, Bill Maher is a child molester. And all the Democrats are child molesters. Now, a lot of them are. I have no evidence he is. But imagine if I said, they're all child molesters. See, they're all Russian agents. See how easy that is? See, that's the same little smug tactic he takes. Our kindness for weakness. Look at him. He's a literal gremlin. Let's go to the gremlin.
But forget Groundhog Day. The only large rat-like creature I'm concerned about is Devin Nunes. This guy and his memo got released today. And of course, it's not fair to single him out. All the Republicans these days are treasonous rats. And they're all, you know, they're all together. They're on a retreat in West Virginia. And the people of that town are onto them because the banner said, welcome, banana Republicans.
That's enough. Shut him up. And he goes on with his vicious lies, okay? Oh, they're all rats, they're all treasonous, they're all, he goes on the Russians, all of it. Just, really, these are the globalists that hate the country. Obama, I hate Bible readers and gun owners, we're going to get them, you know, to fundraiser, bitter clingers. They're all on tape hating us, they go on MSNBC and say it, but now they love us, but don't have a veterans ad. Because cowards like that are afraid of military men and women that actually stand for something. They are the ultimate cowardly sacks of garbage. Now let's go to Alec Baldwin reading off a teleprompter, acting like the president doesn't work in his bed with a McMuffin, watching Fox and Friends to get his briefing, running Nunes in the ground again as a slave. Again, Mexicans can't have power, Mexican Americans. They Hispanics can't be conservatives. If they are, they're Uncle Tom's. Well, really, more Republican Hispanics got elected in the last few elections than Democrats did. That's why you're crapping your britches. Let's go to that clip.
I'm so busy, and you're all, if you're wondering why I'm so out of breath, it's because I'm doing my P90X morning exercises right now. But I'm saving the economy, destroying ISIS, and right now I'm getting my daily intelligence briefing.
Oh, from who?
From you guys. Thanks so much. Your show is so great. Huge ratings, of course, not as big as the ratings for my State of the Union speech, which was watched by 10 billion people.
All that stuff right there. Just like they said, nobody was his inauguration, showed fake video from right when the gates opened. They think you're stupid. He did have record viewers. They show 47 million, so just say he lied and said 10 billion. They just take truth and invert it. They're not creative. We're going to come back and finish this up, then get to the FBI guys saying they're winning.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 months servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's happening, my friends. Congress now seeking criminal charges against the Democrat Clinton crime cabal inside Justice and the FBI.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
So I have a whole bunch of these clips, but this is one of the last ones I'm going to play of Alec Baldwin. Remember Alec Baldwin? He had a whole piece playing the president last year, and a couple pieces, and he's like, you know, Alex Jones, the talk show host that says black people aren't humans. Well, that's where I get my advice from. I mean, that's not even comedy. So people that don't even know who I am get inoculated that, oh, Alex Jones is like David Duke. And the real message is, shut up and let us take over the country and wreck everything and sell it to communist Chinese, or we're going to call you racist. So let's get to more of these clips. I got a whole bunch of them in this segment. Then Zach's joining us, our intel insider on the Somali Islamic terror threat on the Super Bowl that you've exclusively heard about here. And we hope nothing happens, but reportedly most of it's been rolled up, but you never know. So pray for everybody that's going to be at the Super Bowl or any other public event in this country. But let's get back to Alec Baldwin playing the president Saturday Night Live as we analyze this propaganda again, attacking Nunes with racial stereotypes and the fact that he's a slave and he's not his own man. No, he's the opposite. He is his own man. He's not a slave to you guys, and he's standing up with a lot of courage. He's exactly the type of man we need. So he's not a guy reading off a teleprompter, Alec Baldwin. That's for damn sure. Here it is.
Thanks so much. Your show is so great. Huge ratings, of course, not as big as the ratings for my State of the Union speech, which was watched by 10 billion people, including all of China. Now, they say there's only 7 billion people on Earth, so where the other 3 billion come from?
Illegals,
I don't know.
Mr. President, can I say, your speech was maybe the best speech in the history of this country?
Thank you, Ainsley. I'm going to tweet that right now. Boom, tweet it, MAGA, you know. A lot of folks are saying, including Paul Ryan, that it was better than Martin Luther King's I Dream of Jeannie speech. Isn't it amazing?
So he's attacking Martin Luther King, attacking Senator Mexicans.
Orrin Hatch.
He's racist.
Said, I'm the single greatest president
but
ever.
It's Alec Baldwin.
And this is Orrin Hatch, people, the hottest guy in Congress, saying I'm...
Well, it is true. In modern history, he's the greatest president already.
History.
Or even the world. I've heard better than Caesar.
I mean, I make buildings. That guy just made salads. No contest. But guys, this memo might be the greatest memo since the Declaration of Independence. I don't know. I haven't read either one of them. And
pause again. The left always attacks the Bill of Rights and Constitution, says get rid of it, it's old, when it's the newest thing in the Renaissance, actual, you know, people being free and running their own lives. So again, they hate America. They hate the police. You know, the left's like, go kill cops. But oh, now we're all Russian agents. Let's continue.
The newness, I love that guy, my sweet little house elf. So close.
Hit pause. Back that up 10 seconds. I'm going to put this on the very front of the video. We put it out on Facebook and YouTube. Again, he's a big fat rat. You heard that earlier. He's a little house elf. Again, this is, I've got like 8 more clips where they call him little, stupid, a rat, a slave, an elf. I mean, I guess if you think of a racist stereotype, this is it. But they can do it because they're the left. They can say cuss words on air during broadcast. They can do anything they want. Grown men can go in your daughter's bathroom because they're trans or whatever. This is the agenda. This is the new superclass. This is the left. But let's go back to this guy again with every stereotype against a great member of Congress. Here it is.
Memo might be the greatest memo since the Declaration of Independence. I don't know. I haven't read either one of them. And Devin Nunes, I love that guy, my sweet little house elf. So close to earning his freedom. His memo proved.
So he's a house slave. He's an Uncle Tom. And he's going to get his freedom. He's a slave of Trump. It's because he sees the Democrats in a criminal cabal, all caught. Nunes wasn't this radical 6 months ago. Nunes is like, I can't believe this. This is, you know, he's like a lawyer. He's like, this is illegal. So he's standing up, he's a man. He's strong. He's a maverick. He's honorable. So you invert that. It's what you slaves do. Alec Baldwin's the slave. Again, he got up and said, I get my news from Alex Jones that says blacks aren't humans. Hey, son of a bitch, I swear to God I want to knock you upside your head, man. You get up there on national television and say, I don't like black people. You're the racist putting that out, man. He acts like he's a tough guy, and I've met some of his brothers, and they're listeners of the show, and I'm not trying to run my mouth or anything, but man, dude, how would you like it if I called you a child molester? If I got up on national TV and said, I'm playing the part of President Trump and Alec Baldwin taught me how to kidnap little baby boys and rape them. But again, it's not comedy. It's not funny. It's not funny. And the headline will be, Jones threatens to attack him. I'm not going to actually attack him. I'm saying that, get that clip ready. There's so many clips in a minute of Tucker Carlson on Friday night, and he's got a Democrat congressman on. For like 6 minutes is saying he's a Russian agent. And finally at the end he goes, dude, I'm cutting the segment off. And he turns red. Because Tucker Carlson's dad headed up Voice of America. It was famous, Black Ops, all nine yards. And Carlson's got his own deal. And the thing is, it's not just saying we're Russian agents. It's that the congressman knows we're not and knows they're the ones that work for the globalists that are overthrowing the country and our prosperity. That's what's so sick about it. Carlson knows full well when he starts turning red that this guy is what he says we are, but to the globalists, not to the Russians. Finish up with Baldwin, then I'm gonna play that clip.
FBI is biased, and they have a history of this.
No, the Clintons inside their heart.
The history.
And make fun of how he holds the drink.
Biased against Richard Nixon. They were biased against John Gotti. Biased against Dillinger. Dillinger,
that's enough. Get him off. Okay. Oh, yeah. So as if there wasn't some good FBI that did good before. Now the criminals that have hijacked it are okay. It's like if an Islamic hijacker takes over a plane, puts on the uniform of the captain. We have to follow him. He's wearing the uniform. Ever heard of a hijacking? And the FBI, by the way, covered up, so there was no such thing as Italian organized crime because they had photos of him in gay sex, reportedly. Now, let's go ahead. Here's Tucker Carlson with this congressman, this little weasel. This is reportedly Nancy Pelosi's protege. And Representative Swalwell accuses him of violating national security. That's the first 6 minutes and hurting America and being a traitor. And then he just says you're doing Putin's work, just like he's been accused by other congressmen, just like Senator Paul has. Hey, enough. It doesn't hurt us. You're doing it. We know what you're planning. But, man, it's crazy. You're the Democrats that hate America, hate Christians, hate free market, and love world government. You're the enemy. You're the foreign power. You're the problem. And Trump and others need to start pointing out they're the ones supporting TPP and all these things to transfer our power to multinationals that have taken over the world. The threat's Bezos. The threat's the globalists. It's not the Russians that can hardly get their act together. So here's Carlson getting mad. Here it is.
Game it out for me. Tell me one thing that I have said that you think makes all Americans, including my children, less safe.
You continue to support the idea that we should give suspects in criminal cases the evidence against them before we ask them any questions. Well, you also believe that there's nothing wrong.
I don't support
wrong.
That. I do think it's we should take the doubt is the Constitution
for
you. Call me a liberal.
Hit pause real quick. This congressman hopes you're legally ignorant about how the courts and things work. You're supposed to get that due process and see the evidence against you. Let's continue.
That I think that we should give evidence to, I'm not even sure what that means. By the way, I think people charged in a criminal case have the right to the evidence against them, don't they?
Do you think?
Not when they're being questioned, Tucker.
Yeah, Tucker, not when they're being questioned, not when they're under suspicion. Do you think it's a problem
so
that the White House sent evidence in the Russia investigation? Do you think it's
you're
a problem that they were sent
Congressman
evidence in the Russia investigation
dirty
when they are
of
subjects? Of the investigation, you don't see a conflict there.
What in the world? No,
Donald Trump and
maybe
Don.
Maybe I would.
Don McGahn.
In the case of today's memo, what specifically have I espoused that empowers threats to our country?
You're peddling the narrative that the Trump administration is putting out, which also is the Putin narrative because they're retweeting this with their Russian bots. This, if you're
so
on the same side as WikiLeaks and Putin,
I wonder, do you perceive
if you're on the same side
collapse.
As WikiLeaks and Putin, you should take a step back and wonder whose bidding are you really doing?
I don't even know what to say. I don't want to explode on TV, so I'm just going to end this segment now. Let the record reflect
you're actually
working for a hostile foreign government. We'll be back soon.
And they're the ones that got caught doing it. See? That's the key here, is they go, you're all under suspicion, but us that sold the country out. You're all under suspicion, but us. They're all the ones that need to be locked up. Look at the arrogant evil of that sack of garbage. Hour number two, critical intel. Is there a terror threat against the Super Bowl and more? Stay with us.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.